Johnson. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A United Healthcare spokesman tells ABC the man suspected of killing the insurance giant's CEO, Brian Thompson, was not a United Healthcare member. Prosecutors in New York are presenting evidence to a grand jury as they try to secure an indictment against Luigi Mangione. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
His supporters are donating tens of thousands of dollars to online legal defense funds, including one set up anonymously on GiveSendGo. The group saying, "We are not here to celebrate violence, but we do believe in the constitutional right to fair legal representation."
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Turkey is working to prevent a power vacuum in Syria after the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. Elected officials in New Jersey are criticizing the federal government response to reports of drone sightings. Federal officials say there's no evidence of a national security threat. And President-elect Donald Trump's invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration next month. This is ABC News. Cord cutters are seeing their savings cut by another streaming service boosting prices. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
YouTube is once again raising the price of its TV streaming service. YouTube TV surged in popularity with its low-cost service, prompting millions to cut the cord on their cable TV packages. When it launched in 2017, a subscription ran $35 a month. It jumped to $50 by 2019, then to $73 last year, and beginning next month, it will cost $83 a month. One critic on X writing, "Congrats to YouTube TV for evolving into the very thing it swore to destroy," adding the hashtag full circle.
YouTube blames the rising cost of shows for the increase. A big birthday for Taylor Swift.
A message to the smallest man who ever lived.
Swift turns 35 today, but is celebrating 10 wins at last night's Billboard Music Awards, pushing her lifetime total at the show to 49, the most ever. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Packers get ready for the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in prime time again in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has good receivers and likes to throw deep. I talked to Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
I've gone against him before. He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak as they head to Indianapolis today to face the Butler University Bulldogs tomorrow, tip-off time at 1:30. That'll be followed by Bucks basketball from Las Vegas when they play the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals of the NBA Cup tournament. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska for the NCAA Regionals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter and Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 18 this afternoon. The wind west becoming south at about 5 to 10. Tonight becoming cloudy, low of 13. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered rain in the afternoon, 38 the high. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Merlot gives us an overview of the weather this winter, and Terry Barr brings the tunes on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. We are 12 days away from Christmas, and I'll tell you what, it's time for our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest right here at 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest.
I don't have this.
You have it. I gave it to you this morning someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
John, we could share.
How come John has two?
He doesn't have two.
This hour's keyword is star.
Ooh.
S-T-A-R. Star.
Star of wonder. Star of life.
No, I was thinking star. That was my
His
horse.
Pony.
That was my pony's name.
Oh, that's right.
Star.
Yeah, I forgot. That's right.
That is an awesome. Star. S-T-A-R. Download the Civic Media app. Find our station and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword star for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
All right, once again, get the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Text the word star for your chance to win. You got till 8 o'clock to text that in. If you're listening right now and you never played along, it's your shot at $100, so you might as well do it right now.
Right.
And help out Jim and John, because they're in a contest with other Civic Media hosts to find out who's getting the most text.
And
get the app, text the word star before 8 o'clock for your next chance to win. You got to listen in at 11 o'clock with Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Yeah. I'm still stung. I think stung is the best word for our contest the other night.
Yeah.
So
we
bartended. Mark, at
I missed it. I was ringing bells with my family.
Oh, well, that's cool. We got Salvation Army coming in next week. I saw that on the calendar, which would be great. That's a great thing to do. Yeah. That is so much fun, and that's great to do as a family.
Yeah, next year I'm coming for you guys. We'll ring bells over lunch hour.
All right.
I'll do that.
All right. We'll do that. Anyway, so we bartended at Zambaldi's, which was kind of an easier place.
I want to do that for a side gig.
She offered us a job, too.
I really enjoyed that.
Because it's
welcoming or bartending?
No,
a little both.
Well, John was just sitting around drinking up the profits. I was actually working the crowd. I walked around the bar, found an empty glass, filled it up, and I was working the crowd. John was selling books, but that's fine, John, as long as you were happy.
So we
raised money, and we were $1 for every pint, and then $1 for every flight that we sold went to the Alzheimer's Association. Plus, we had two jars, tip jars, one with John's picture on and one with my picture on. And at the end of the evening, we both had to leave because we both had something to do that night. So we didn't count our tips, but somebody did, and they reported the winnings this morning.
Yeah.
And
I'm asking for a little bit of a recount. There were some issues. I had $214.50 in tips. Jim had $269.60 in tips.
Isn't that amazing? But that's in 3 hours.
It's a lot.
Just think if somebody, if we got to keep those, or if somebody got, maybe the tips aren't that good when there's not that.
Not, yeah.
But still, I mean, $100 tips.
They're still very generous people. That way.
It was awesome.
Very generous.
I'm sure if you guys worked there, you'd probably pull in triple a night.
There you go.
I want to do that. Because I've always wanted to own a little bar. I always wanted to own just a little corner neighborhood bar. Okay? I always have. I still might. And I thought that was a really good experience last night. I don't want to make mixed drinks.
Right. It's 15 beers, and they have old fashions on tap. Ooh. So all you do is fill a glass with ice, and you serve it. And I think I want to work there during the draft. I want to bartend during the draft. I was thinking of going to the Northland. But, you know, they have all those. Those are fancy drinks. This thing here is that, like, 15 beers. And I think we could do something really cool.
They really know. These people really. They know their beer aficionados.
Yeah, they are. But I think what we should do at that place is open the doors on both sides of the place and say, this is the real draft beer. Like the draft, like, you know, that. With the wind coming through. And I like the beer. That.
Because they got, like, garage doors.
They
don't
do.
They?
Yeah. Yep.
I like that.
That's
a lot.
Great place to go.
The best draft in Green Bay, although it's Alloway, but we can say something like that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I thought you were kind of, because Alloway people couldn't vote for you. Hey, I remember for years, you know what? I was that guy with Jim because I used to host his reelection parties. Okay. For years, I told him, well, I sure voted for you, Jim. I'm sure. He goes, where do you live? I go, Alloway. He goes, no, you didn't.
People say that all the time. I did. They voted for you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, where you live. Yeah. And Garland, you don't really live in my district. That's okay. Thanks for saying that.
Mark Hughes at Bell Sports Medicine in the house. How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Hey,
great.
I'll tell you what. We had a great group of Bayport football players at our show yesterday. And, like, literally a couple of those guys are the size of what used to be Packer players.
Yep.
But what a good bunch of young gentlemen and everything. And, people don't, if you're going to play a high school sport these days, you got to have it pretty much all together because it's so much more something versus when we didn't have off-season conditioning. We didn't have weight rooms. We didn't have any. And these kids, like the coach said, you know, I think those were all seniors he brought in yesterday. But, you know, so those guys are done unless they're going to college. But the grind in the weight rooms and everything, start real soon, if not now, right, Mark?
Yeah, and Coach Jorgensen.
And nobody sees that part. Like I said, the games under the lights are fun. The real work is 9 months of work.
Yeah, so what did they get done 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago? And they're going to jump back in and do an off season, and it's during it's mornings. It's during the day they're lifting. Some of those kids probably are playing hockey and basketball. So now you still got to do that, or wrestling. And then I think you jump to next summer. Bayport, those kids are there from 6 to 10, they got multiple classes, multiple weightlifting classes, great weight room, and just engaged to get those kids in. You got to get bigger, faster, stronger.
But the other thing, I asked the coach during the break, and he said, you know, these kids are good students.
Correct.
Which was very cool to hear because, you know, sometimes, you know, it becomes their life. But but he just said, you know, they didn't give their ACT scores. I'm glad they didn't, John, and I would have felt, you know. Mm. But he said these are really good kids. And I just want to give a plug for Notre Dame, who also won their championship in their division. You know, there's some of them serving meals at the homeless shelter last night. And it's like, you guys, you won. I'm talking about that. But I just think that's, like, really good on the school's part and on the parents' part that these kids are so well-rounded.
Jim, I think you bring up a great point. So there's the sport, and it's staying prepared for the sport. But some of these kids, they do all these extra things, serving the homeless.
Right.
They're on, you know, AP classes.
Oh, I told Jim yesterday. There's a kid. I bet some of these kids, because Jim talked to the one big guy, I can't think of his name, is going to North Dakota.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet you he's got like 15 credits of AP.
Just tell.
These kids really prepare for college.
They're
now.
Not just, most of these kids are not just skirting by.
Right.
And honestly, if you're probably just skirting by, you may have to really look and say, hey, what am I not doing?
Right.
You know, because it's, there's a whole range of kids, but. There's a lot of kids that are just doing, not just to get by, they're doing so many things for their advancement.
And I think in the old days, and I think the coach may have been a little bit more just focused on his lane. And I think that coach yesterday, first time I met him, but he sure talked like he was very concerned about the overall the character of the kid. And he goes, yeah, these are good students and they get involved. I'm like, that's awesome that you're doing that. You know, I mean, you can't get anything better, right?
Well, and I think these kids, when you get kids like that, I think it helps out with your success of your program. You know, it's that commitment that they're committing off season, they're committing in preseason, in season, football. It's not just I'm gonna show up for 2 hours in practice and we show up on a Friday night and we know what's going on.
And we put a little pressure on them saying that, and you guys realize this, but you guys are role models. Even at 18, 19, or 17. Some no kids are question. What, 17? And people, fourth and fifth graders, are going to look up to them. And, you know, if they're smoking weed and getting in trouble, or if they're working at the homeless shelter, it's like, wow, that's what I want to be.
You know, a lot of these programs, and they do it, you know, when they go to state, but they walk through the elementary school.
Yeah.
And they, you know, when they leave, and they, like you said, you got that third grader looking up at these kids. And some may never say a word, but it's kind of like, man, that's pretty cool.
Right.
They go into the youth football programs or youth basketball or dance programs, and they help out.
Yeah.
Give back. That's one awesome opportunity.
I just want to say one thing. You want to know a group that's underrated as far as academically? And in my era, would be just the opposite. I remember asking, I think it was Mark Mazzolini or Tim Coughlin, one of the college hockey coaches. I said, you know, in my day, hockey players are kind of the rougher guys and whatever, and they were the ones that would party most and do whatever. But these kids are going to like Harvard's and the Michigan's and the Yale's. I go, how do they? He says, you'd be surprised. These kids, they got it together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that is. I just, Kiefer Sykes used to play basketball. I ran into him at some youth camp, and he was teaching kids. It was at the rec center at the Brown County Arena. It was just like a youth weekend for, I don't know, different activities. And he was teaching kids just how to shoot basketball. I kind of got to know him a little bit. That was a good guy. I actually gave him a key to the city. That was such a good example.
When he signed his first NBA contract where he was up with the Indiana Pacers, you want to know what the first thing he did with his paycheck? Gave it to his mom to buy coats for kids in Chicago.
I believe that's right. What a role model. And he wasn't doing that for that limelight. No. He was the real kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's something was instilled in me, you know, that it was, again, ringing bells for Salvation Army.
By the way, read this text here.
How simple is that?
Read this. This is to you, Mark. You got a text. Can you read it?
He didn't have his glasses on.
I'll read it. Hey, Mark, the Wednesday Walkers group from Ashwaubenon wants to serve monthly meals at NEW homeless shelter. Nice meeting you, Patty.
So what it was I rang bells, and there was a group of females and males, a lot of females, that were part of the Wednesday Walker Club. Through the village of Ashwaubenon, and I didn't even know anything about this, but they said now, and this is a great call out, they walk a lot through Tettletown because that pavement, they've got heating coils underneath, so you don't have to worry about snow or ice.
Right.
So 9 to 10 on every Wednesday. It was awesome to see all these ladies and guys ringing bells yesterday. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago. 2 days ago, they did a great job, but it's just a great call out of if you're looking to walk, get a hold of the village of Ashwaubenon. You got to sign a waiver, and then they meet in different areas. But they said a lot of times during the winter, they go over there to Tettletown because you don't have to worry about the snow and ice. It was just an opportunity. And so it'd be great. I mean, I think it's we talk about young kids. There's also a lot of it doesn't matter if you're 40, 50, tired. But if you give back to your community and just give. I mean, that's another one. You know, go and serve at the community shelter.
Yeah.
What an awesome opportunity.
And two things with that. I mean, it's great to give back, but it's also it's great to have that social interaction with other people, be it your age or younger age. Like last night, we had some older people. We had obviously these kids from Notre Dame, too. And I just think that's healthy to get out and talk to people besides do the labor. I mean, we need that, too. We need people to make the food and serve the food. But this is just and that's what makes Green Bay work. Yeah.
I've done it every year. My son and wife, we did it the same night. Everyone gave me a bad time because they're like, you're ringing bells again? I'm like, yeah, it was a lot during that day. But all you do is ring a bell. You know, you're bringing money for the community.
Yep.
All right, we got Mark Houston in the house. Scott Bensey from the Green Bay Press Gazette will be joining us. Gary Gresh, St. Norbert College. They're having another nice season. Wow. Daryl Thompson, former Packer running back, will be joining us on our Football Friday from Burkle's One Block Over. Dennis from the Glam Band and Paul Hanna, Heights Pub and Parlor. Back after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a chilly Friday morning, but the forecast looks good for the weekend. Got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark, we're talking a little bit about, you know, walking indoors. There are some people that are still pretty, you know, determined. I'm walking, it's 30 below, I'm still going to do my whatever, whatever. And I was reading the thing yesterday, how quickly you can get frostbite on an exposed piece of your flesh. No matter how tough you are, no matter what shape you're in, that freezing cold doesn't matter. You show me a picture of your wife's hand or something.
Yeah, I mean, and she's got Raynaud's. And
what does that mean?
Raynaud's is it's a circulation, so, she used to do running, or she'd be outside. You know, it's not like it's bitter cold. She could have it at, you know, 10 degrees, 20 degrees, and it's just circulation, so her fingers get very cold white.
Because I got that one time pumping gas way back in the time, and half my finger turned white.
Yeah, Raynaud's is a, you know, so there's, you can be put on a medication that sometimes can help, you know, increase your blood circulation, but sometimes people just have to deal with it. They have to wear, you know, again, wearing mittens instead of gloves so your fingers stay together.
Hey, Peter Flukey, we got to hear from Peter, because he came that to our event at Zambaldi's, and he was going to be going someplace yesterday morning on his bike.
Because his wife was taking the car or something. He said, I'm going to take my bike.
So he was going to go buy goggles so he didn't freeze his eyes.
Well, I was saying, so, you know, it's nose, it's face, it's everything. I mean, that's why when you get these bitter colds and then now you ride a bike, it's going to, your nose and your eyes are, it's going to hurt.
Some people ride bikes
a lot
in the summer.
Most.
Hey, Mark, okay, we got the holidays coming up.
Yep.
And let's be honest, you got to enjoy the holidays. You got to enjoy the get-togethers. You got to eat. You got to whatever.
We put a pause on the
give us some advice for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I think it's
without taking away the tradition of all the nice food and people prepare and whatever.
It is, and it's I think it's moderation, but you know it's probably you saying, you know, I'm going to go and have a drink. I'm going to go and, you know, grab a few snacks. Sometimes it's a matter of when you're doing it. You know, you go to an event, grab them on the front end, not at 9:30 when you're leaving, or then coming home and saying, I'm going to throw in a small pizza. And now I'm going to eat a pizza.
Yeah. My name is Jim.
I tell you, I think these holiday parties.
How often have you done that?
No, these holiday parties, there are healthy things there too.
There are.
Like, I don't think anybody eats them, but you know, you gotta bring out the fruit, you gotta bring out the veggies, we have some very lean meat that people could eat if they're concerned.
I was at a party last night. One of our leaders had his Christmas party, and they had a lot of healthy stuff. I knew I was also at an event at Howard Schwamico, so I was being fed there, and they provided a wonderful meal. So it is. It's just a matter of when you eat and how much you eat.
Yeah.
And we all know, next week I'll bring in, you guys get the I'm making, John will probably know this, Pizzelli cookies.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I make Pizzelli cookies.
Do you keep them in a coffee can? My grandma used to make them. They keep them in a coffee can.
No, okay. And I'll bring them in these plastic.
Because they're like the size of the coffee can.
If my wife was here, she'd be rolling her eyes because she finally got them to me to put them in this little plastic and wrap them up. So I'll bring them. But everyone will say, are they healthy? I just look and go, yes.
Sure.
It's they're basically not. Fried bread.
Yeah. It's just so.
And sugar. My grandma used to call them grustily. Grustily. And we'd only have them at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom my mom started the tradition many, many years ago, and we do them for all the teachers. And so I'll spend Sunday in the house making Pizzellis.
Okay, let me ask you this though, Mark. So a lot of people, well, I'm just saying myself, it's like, oh, I'm not going to hold back. You know, you got to enjoy the whatever, whatever. So it's start of the new year. Boy, I'm starting this program. Why do so many times, why does that fail? Why, you know what I mean? When it's like, boy, January 2nd, I'm giving her and I'm going to do this for the year. Why does so many times does that fail?
I think two things. I think this is big. We live in Wisconsin. On January 1st, it's not usually that warm. So you say you get out there one day and then you're like, I'm not going outside. And I give credit to all of these ladies and guys from Ashwaubenon that said, you know, they walk and they said they do it outside. And I think it's awesome. But you do have to be careful. You don't want to do, you don't promote slips and falls. Now, with that being said, I think it's the same thing when it doesn't matter if you're starting a diet, just starting to work out. It's tough you have to fight through that first day, second day, the fifth day. I think sometimes you get past that first week or that second week, you're like, you know what, I'm doing pretty well. But also don't bite off, don't say I'm going to go walk 5 miles right away. That's not going to happen. It's like start with a mile, start with walking around the block and just seeing how you do.
And I think when we talked to this coach, Kathy, who's been on here, and we gave her that name. She's not a life coach. She should be.
Oh, my gosh.
But she, it was just the intake. She exercises. She walks
how much
a lot.
I don't remember how much.
235. And that's what she's going to level off. And she should.
That's how much she lost.
She lost in 2 years.
That's awesome.
That's not a long time. Awesome. If you think about, we've been on a show for a year and a half. And she feels great. She just loves it. And no drugs, no surgery, no whatever. Just discipline. But the point I wanted to make was it was on the intake. She just really went, cleaned the refrigerator out, cleaned out the cabinets and said, look, this is what I'm going to start putting in there. And if it's there.
But she walks a lot.
She does walk a lot.
Yeah. But you guys talked about, I think it starts of what you're putting in there. If I'm a child and I'm doing it, but mom and dad's buying the food all the time, so you have to make a conscious effort of what are you, I think I've told you guys, we stopped buying Diet Coke to the house. And I've just cut out Diet Coke drinking at my house because
why?
I think you cut out any sodas.
But isn't diet okay?
It's going to, okay. It's better with water. I'll be honest with you. And my wife, she drinks water. Like sometimes I tease her going, I think you drink too much. She doesn't, but water is just better for you. But it goes back, John, you also talked about flavoring, and we've talked about that. If you can put in an additive of a flavor, that helps out. But if you, it's the same thing. So we talk about holidays. Think about if you cut out two extra drinks at one of those functions and you just had water and go water a drink instead of just going 5-6 drinks, that it's going to save calories.
I'm going to start that the day after your party.
I do have that orange, that stuff that I complained about. I do.
Oh my God.
And then I get another bottle. He drinks vodka and this Grey Goose, which is expensive, but the same size bottle, the same shape bottle at Costco is the same manufacturer. Did you know that?
So I've heard that out of Canada or something.
That's what I got.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is it Kirkland?
Yes.
Alcohol's expensive. I was surprised when I just haven't bought a lot of alcohol
lately.
That's
why I don't drink.
You were half the expense.
All right. Here's a quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Is Scott in the house? Scott Vinci joining us live. Gary Gresh will be joining us. Former Green Bay Packer Daryl Thompson will be joining us. Dennis from the Glam Band. Paul Hanna. Lots of stuff. Stay with us. Going away, a fortune and feeling, but
someday you'll pay. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin's Way Market has been red hot lately. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And believe it or not, weight loss drugs are driving some of the demand. I'll explain in a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg in Chicago, tells me one of the reasons why we've seen such a robust whey market lately is Ozempic and similar weight loss medications that people are taking that demand they consume protein, he explains.
So what we're learning is a lot of the diets out there, even think about the weight loss stuff like Ozempic and whatnot. For a lot of those weight loss drugs to work, you need to fill your belly with protein. And most of that protein is coming through the lens of these high protein concentrates that we've seen such great demand for and a shift certainly in production toward. And that's really ultimately what's helped pull this kind of commodity dry whey price up here into the 70s.
Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg trading firm in Chicago. He also notes that many dairy processing plants that may originally be making cheese are now adding whey processing facilities onto their operations. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 5.5 cents at 173. 40-pound block cheese on Thursday was up 3.75 cents to 178.75, while AA butter dropped 0.25 cents to 252.5 per pound. I'll have the rest of the markets next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
This morning, the corn market is quiet in Chicago, both March and new crop December. January beans are down a nickel at $9.90. November new crop down $4 at $10.10. March wheat's down $2 at $5.56. July new crop down a penny and a half at $5.73. January class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 11 right now, stands at 2014 100 weights. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 18 this afternoon. The wind west to be coming south at about 5 to 10. Tonight becoming cloudy, low of 13. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered rain in the afternoon, 38 the high. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 2 below zero.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigvi Olsen joins me live, as well as our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Join us.
For WGBW and WISS News,
I'm Lisa Hayes.
A man accused of shooting his father 15 times appeared in Outagamie County Court yesterday. 45-year-old Gregory Huedes is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Daniel Huedes in November. Bond was set at $2 million cash.
The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks down the case.
The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. According to the State Department of Justice, Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and Michael Roman collected signatures on fake documents that said Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Prosecutors alleged they planned to take that paperwork to Congress to get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes awarded to Trump, even though Biden won the state by 20,000 votes. At first, the three were facing one felony count each, but more charges were filed earlier this week. Now, all three men each face 11 felony counts of forgery. The Dane County Commissioner presiding over the case.
I do find there is probable cause to proceed on the complaint as it's been amended and filed on December 10th, 2024.
After the hearing yesterday, Troupas held a press conference where he accused the attorney general of playing politics and said his professional life was destroyed. The fake elector scheme is more than just Wisconsin. Trump allies are charged with similar crimes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And the defendants settled in a civil case that was filed last year that also included the 10 electors who signed the false paperwork. Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman will have their preliminary hearings in court on January 28th. Each one of those 11 felony counts could carry up to 6 years behind bars. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
All right, don't forget, you've got till 8 o'clock this morning to get that text in for the Grown Up Gift List with Civic Media and the statewide contest. This hour is your chance to win $100 and also go in the drawing to win one of 8 grand prizes on our Grown Up Gift List. You can see all those great gifts at civicmedia.us. What do you need to do right now? Download the Civic Media app, right? Choose WGBW or WISS. Text the word STAR. That's this hour's word, STAR, STAR. Text it in before 8 o'clock for your shot to play along and win. And your next chance to play along is at 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Joining us right now, along with Mark Houston, is Scott Vinci, legendary sports writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Do we have the G-Man on?
I am on, Mino.
Gary Gresh, St. Norbert College, 5-1, is that correct?
It is. Off to a good start.
Nicely done, brother. And you got a game coming up tomorrow?
We do. We have Concordia Chicago at home, 1 o'clock, in the friendly confines.
Nicely done. Mr. Vinci, any comments to Mr. Gresh?
Yeah, I can't believe that his son is already a senior. I know. Because I feel like he was just at Notre Dame, and Gary was looking forward to being able to coach him, and now it's already all
I go. Gary and I talk about this all the time. I go further back. His son was at Resurrection Elementary School, and we'd be saying, like, right now, let's go back, like, what, 15 years or something like that right now. It'd probably be, like, tonight, when they'd be having their Christmas pageant and the singing, and I'd be standing next to Gary and his beautiful wife, okay? And my son, Dom, who's very, you know, just singing nice because he's okay. And Gary's son is up. There was the biggest kid in the school. And he's going like this, Star of Wonder, Star. And making all these movements with his hands. And Gary would be like, knock it off. Remember those days, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he got my attention span, unfortunately.
Yeah, he learned it from Gary.
Yeah, that was Gary, yeah. G-Mac, yeah. How's it going over there, man? You got another great team.
Yeah, we've gotten off to a good start. You know, we challenged ourselves a little bit here with exhibition games and played Green Bay early at St. Thomas early. And then we played other Division III schools, and that's a true litmus test. So we were able to go a little bit on the road early. And then now we have a nice little homestand where we've won a number of games at home and then conference games at home as well, which Saturday's game will be a big conference game coming up. So off to a good start. We had to replace two seniors off of last year's team that were all conference players, Carter Gebler as a point guard, Evan Glazer as a center, and then all those other kids in Garrett's class, Jameson Nikolai, Kyle Krieger, Brant Wilson, Aiden Harrington, all those guys as juniors now stepping into different roles as seniors. So it's taken a little while to kind of find our footing. And then we're also playing some young guys that really didn't have a lot of experience coming into this year. So we're kind of finding our footing a little bit, gotten those guys some good experience and minutes, and then hopefully just continue to get better.
Pretty good energy at your games. I think they're fun to go to. And does that home court, make a big advantage? Because the NFL's talking about this. Really, the shine's off the Packers on a home field advantage. They just really...
I don't want them to have a home playoff game. I think they play better in warm weather.
probably warm weather.
Or in a dome, yeah.
Your attendance, it seems to be picking up. I mean, I've been to a few of your games, and you're fun to watch. But just to talk a little bit about playing at Norbert's.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great bargain to begin with. I think it's like $5 for adults and $3 for kids. And then it's very intimate. It's built like a high school, a gym. The bleachers are right on the floor. So you're very close to the action. You can see and hear just about everything. And then when we get a good home game with the students there, it's really a neat atmosphere for our guys to play in and a nice home court advantage, obviously.
I love the student. We talk about GB,
absolutely,
how it's... could be a little bit better.
Need more student support.
But Norbert's, they're kind of living on campus.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Just so walk over.
That's a great evening. A great day, I should say. One o'clock.
You and Gary go way back, don't you, Mark?
We do. Gary was kind of an unofficial roommate at college.
You were an unofficial roommate of me, Mark.
He's passed out. Let him alone. Yeah, we went from having two roommates to five real quick between him and Jeff Norgard. But they were the greatest guys to have.
And did not drink at all in college because Bennett said don't drink.
No, that never happened one bit. These guys ate healthy and water. They drank water.
Yeah, hey, Gary, you guys never even drank, like, after you guys won the conference championship and were on the way to the NCAAs when you had a little get-together at your place, and I did a live shot with you guys.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I think there's a lot of milk and cookies, maybe some pizza and soda. It was just a good time had by all.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest times of all time. What do you remember that team, Scott, watching these teams with Gary?
First of all, how good defensively they are.
Oh,
right?
Incredible.
But, you know, I was thinking about how fascinating is it that Gary and his wife are both great athletes, great basketball players, and yet the whole family. I mean,
Grace, Wisconsin,
she might end up being the best of all four of them.
Yeah.
And they were really good. What a family. What an athletic family. You know,
sometimes
I didn't do anything. That was all you.
Honestly, though, Gary, I mean, you were a great soccer player in high school. I thought your son was going to go into soccer. I remember when he was young, he would score like 5 goals a game or something, wouldn't he?
Well, no.
But, I mean,
a little bit slower foot. So you could tell soccer long term wasn't going to be his sport. It was great growing up. I think it's great for those kids. When they're young, play as many as you can, as many as you like, because what you're doing in soccer is going to help you in basketball. What you're doing in basketball is going to help you in football or baseball. So I think when they're young, try them all. Even when they get to high school, I think it's a little bit sad that these kids have to specialize or narrow it down. So I'm really, and even recruiting, I like the multi-sport kids, those kids that are playing football and soccer in the fall. All those things help him in the winter with basketball. But, yeah, you could tell long-term that wasn't going to be his thing, and then he eventually zeroed in on basketball, obviously, in high school and college. And then my daughter, same thing. She was good softball, volleyball, soccer a little bit when she was younger, and then honed in on basketball.
How's she doing at Wisconsin?
Good. I mean, their team is off to a good start. They've had a favorable schedule early. They've been at home and a lot of mid-majors at home. They just beat Butler two nights ago in double overtime. And then they'll have one more non-conference game on Friday. And then they start the Big Ten schedule, which on the men's side, everyone knows it's a terrific league. And then same thing on the women's side. And then they just added UCLA, USC, Washington, and Oregon. And those teams are excellent on the men and women's side. So I think they'll get a little bit more tested as they get into the conference. But she's doing well.
That's awesome. Gary, I was talking to Scott before we went on the air. And yesterday, Johnny and I were with the Bayport High School Football Championships. And just a great group of kids. I was talking to the coach, and he goes, these are good students, too. And then last night, I work at the new community shelter, and we had kids from Notre Dame serving food. I didn't know they were coming in. And, just make a comment on, everybody talks about too much sports, but these sports athletes. These are good students. I mean, we are turning out people who are going to contribute, maybe not in the area of sports, but, you know, area of medicine and politics and everything else. And I'm just so impressed that you coaches are not just X's and O's. You're really teaching them that, you know, there's a whole world out there for you.
Well, that's true, Mayor. And especially at St. Norbert, like we're required, I think, by our athletic department to do one community service project. But it's amazing. Our kids end up doing three or four. Right. I know in Martin Luther King Day, our guys will get together and do something for a couple hours during the day. So, yeah, a lot of the focus is what they're doing on the court and their accomplishments. But there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that these kids are giving back to the community. And they're really well-rounded student-athletes, too.
Well, and just kudos to the coaches on that. I just think Sundance was talking about that. And,
yeah,
you know, the coach yesterday and now, of course, Gary. And I just, you know, some guy who loves the community like everybody does. I just, thanks for what you're doing. I'm not worried about the future.
No, and it's pretty, you know, when those kids, sometimes they're getting up in the morning to do some of those things. And the hardest part is just getting them up and moving. And same thing with like a morning practice. Oh, I got to get up. I got to do this. But once they're there and engaged and doing it, and after the fact, they're already looking back and say, wow, that was really neat. I'm glad we did that. So it's just a little thing for our guys to do some of those things, but it goes a long way in the community.
Boy, does it. I was actually talking to somebody about Gary the other day. And one of the things I said that I thought was really cool is, you know, Gary could have gone and gotten another job.
Yeah.
He could have gone another level. I just love that he found that home there, puts in the work. It found a good spot in your, you know.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and you're, I'm like, hey.
Totally agree.
You can be happy and not always look for something grass is greener.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying he wouldn't eventually jump or didn't want, but what a cool little thing he's done there.
I've thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Unlike
someone
like
Coach. You know, Coach Bennett always said that, you know, quality knows no divisions or boundaries or levels. And it doesn't matter if you're at Division I, Division II, Division III. You can pursue excellence right where you're at. And I've been fortunate to be in one place for 19 years now.
Wow. It's incredible. Mark, you're that old?
Yeah, I was just going to say, wow, 19 years. Wow. You know, I think, Gary, can you just talk a little bit about, and we've talked about on this program, about nutrition and strength conditioning. It's the things that, you know, the fans don't see that you're for your guys, but it's really any program, doesn't matter what level, put in.
Well, I just got to say something, though, Mark. Gary, did you guys even have a weight room at GB versus what you guys have at St. Norbert?
We had kind of a makeshift weight room, you will. and we got by. I mean, it's come so far since then with the specialization, the training, the facilities have changed quite a bit. The old weight room was literally a closet that we worked out in in the early 90s. It was a closet that they remade into a weight room. Yeah, so
it was where
it was kind of
John Deere
was. I think it was donated equipment, wasn't it, Gary, and stuff?
Yeah.
That's such a big part of it now, though, isn't it? But the thing that Mark always talks about here, when people think about weightlifting, back in my day, it was like, don't do that, you get muscle bound or whatever. But that is such a big thing in preventing injuries now, isn't it, Mark?
It is. I mean, and it's not just not lifting one day a week.
Yeah.
And I'm sure these guys have a complete routine that they do. It's just like Gary said, getting them there. It's a big thing. Making sure that they're moving.
Big part of it, isn't it, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think in the preseason, our guys were doing it 4 times a week. And we've been fortunate. Our athletic director, Cam Follett, we partnered with Synergy. And there's so many good strength and conditioning groups out there, but we've been fortunate to partner with Synergy and Scotty Smith's group over there.
Yeah.
So they're getting trained by the best. It's not me putting them through a workout. Scotty's over there and his team. So we've been pretty fortunate. And that's the preseason, 4 times a week. And then once we get into the season, depending on our game and practice and even this week exam schedule, they're still trying to get in there 2 or 3 times a week.
That's awesome. Well, Gary, one last thing. Give me another plug for your game tomorrow.
Yeah, we're Saturday home at 1 o'clock against Concordia Chicago. Next week, a week from Saturday, our last non-conference game at home will be UW Oshkosh at 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
So we're home the next 2 Saturdays awesome. Against some quality opponents.
Absolutely. Gary Gresh, thanks so much. Continued success to you and your family, buddy.
All right, thank you. Go Green Knights.
You got it. Thank you, G-Mac. All right, we'll be back with more. Back after this.
I love you.
Here's
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have state updates today, including North Carolina's Supreme Court race and a power grab by its legislature, ranked choice voting in Alaska, and more charges in Wisconsin for Donald Trump's fake elector scheme advisors. We reported December 11th that a GOP state Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and failed in two recounts asked the North Carolina Election Board to invalidate 60,000 voters. North Carolina Newsline reports that in a 3-2 vote Wednesday, the board rejected that request, though a court appeal is likely. Also December 11th, the North Carolina legislature overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill designed to strip power from the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. In an attempt to retain GOP power before it loses its supermajority, the authority to appoint election board members was shifted to the state auditor, a Republican. The attorney general was also stripped of any ability to bring suit against legislation proposed by the legislature. In Alaska, a recount of the attempted repeal of ranked choice voting and open primaries is complete. The repeal failed by 0.25%. In Wisconsin, 10 additional felony forgery charges were brought against Trump campaign advisors, attorney Jim Troupas, attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, and Election Day director Mike Roman. We have links to more on all of these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Welcome back! What movie is this from? Famous movie, famous scene. Apocalypse Now. Remember, it's when the Playboy bunnies came down and started dancing to their whole thing?
Of course, that's why you remember it.
And one of the women, one of the dancers, was Judith Light, who played the mom in Who's the Boss? No, Who's the Boss?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Hey, welcome back! Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 WGBW. And WISS. Gary Gresham, the house.
He had a look at the wall. John Lilly Bender,
I lost my train of thought.
WGBW.
Gary, or Scott Van Cee, got to talk UW Green Bay basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Having some issues with some players.
Yeah.
But it seems like Doug Gottlieb said, okay, I'm drawing a line in the sand here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how we're going to do it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it's going to be done. If you don't like it, leave.
It's his house. He's building a house.
Absolutely.
He's got to make the foundation. Yep. I thought what he said was
a great article about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, first of all, I thought GB was going to be a lot better this year than were, only because I thought the caliber of athlete that he was recruiting late, by the way. I mean, he didn't get a great chance to recruit, but I thought in the Horizon League they were going to be very competitive.
They might be.
No, maybe that
was one of the toughest non-conference schedules
I've ever seen. But the fact that then they're started off 0-3 in conference. Milwaukee's good, but I mean, IUPUI is not like any Cleveland State's whatever. They lost to Campbell in non-conference. These are not great teams. So I don't know if you can all of a sudden just put it together that quickly. But sure, he's trying to build something. I think some of these kids are not going to be here next year through graduation or just the portal or just not being eligible. So I think this is going to take a little bit of time. And, you know, what's interesting for me is, and I'm not saying I think this is the problem, but I was very curious if they started off like this. Do people start to go, hey, Doug, this is a part-time job for you. You know, you're still really paying attention to your other job. Maybe if you would focus, is that going to start?
That's the white elephant.
And everybody talked about that when he came on. It's like, okay, coaches are, you know, this is your focus. This is, you know, this is where you got to nose to the grindstone. And then here's a guy that has, you know, a lot going on. Although I do, and he's been on this show here. he seems like he's saying the right things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and even when you, the article you wrote and some of the coverage on, look, this is the way we're going to sit a guy that's scoring 30 points. Yeah. I don't know that I would do that, mm-hmm. but, and you listen to him and think, yeah, you are in charge.
Yeah. What I've loved about Doug the most, and I think it's because he's the radio media yeah. guy, but I mean, he will say things that coaches usually don't
right.
say.
I agree.
Mean, about the kid he benched, hey, I'm not going to play him if he's going to be a jerk. Like, it's just not what, you know.
I mean, that's basically what, yeah. in not candid. So many words, no, this is how it's going to be.
Right. Yeah. He's very candid, and building a culture takes some time. So we will see, obviously, the kid he benched isn't going to be here next year because he's right. a senior.
Is he an NBA prospect?
You know, the Pelicans were there watching him the other day. That doesn't mean anything. But the interesting thing with him is very talented scorer, but, you know, he's not going to win a defensive award.
Right.
He doesn't rebound. But he's a pretty special talent shooting.
And he's fun to watch. I think he, you know, you talk about filling the seats, and that's mm-hmm. not their main priority. But, yeah. man, he is fun to watch.
He is. I mean, he can shoot from anywhere on
and
the court.
And he doesn't
court.
Miss.
No,
you know?
And sometimes, you know, because he does shoot from everywhere and they go in, you're like, wow. But then when he misses one, it's like, what are you doing?
Right,
you know,
right,
like
right.
the, you know, because they look really bad. But, I mean, the thing that's surprising to me is when you have a 28-point score, usually in basketball, Mino, that makes you competitive. That usually gives you, you know, I mean, there's five guys that, usually you're 500 at least, but I mean, they're just, now they don't play defense at all. Talk about Gary playing defense.
Yeah.
This team does not play any of it. So.
Well, let me ask you something though, Scott, and the NIL has been such a big issue. How tough is it for UW Green Bay to keep a kid who has a great season?
Almost impossible. I mean, you even saw it last year with Noah Reynolds, who had his brother here coaching,
yeah.
who had one of his coaches at Wyoming here as the head coach, and he even left. Because he obviously could go bigger, make more money. So now it's more one of those feeder systems that you
right,
see for
right.
like middle schools to high schools. Now that's what a GB is.
It's got
to
be. Even like when we're at the Phoenix Steak Fry.
Yeah.
And Mark Murphy said, you know, I was for many, many years, I was a college athletic director. I can't think of a tougher job right now.
Yeah.
And when you think
or
about it, in the history of sports or coach – this is so tough on those people, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And that's where it's like, so as you're trying to build this culture, what I'm curious about is he's sending a message, but isn't it going to be a whole new team next year that didn't know about that culture that you said? I mean, it's like,
yeah, good point.
I just don't know how many of these guys come back.
And those schools like GB, I mean, do you really want to coach a feeder school? You know what I mean? Like, I think they'll still be able to recruit great coaches. Yeah. Like, I think they've had the last two seem like
well, they're paying the coaches these days.
Training.
I mean,
yeah.
Dick Bennett told me he started out at $43,000 a year, and that was including teaching like three classes.
Yeah, well, now it's actually not just the players, but for coaches. I mean, Wardle and the Kowalczyks, they stayed here a while, but now for these coaches, it's, hey, if I can build something quick, I'm trying to get another job because I can't consistently win here because of
you got to strike where the fire's hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. But you have to give him credit that he's putting his foot down saying,
yep,
I agree.
You know what? If I'm here 1 year, if I'm here three, I'm going to do it my way.
Yep.
Because he's not going to, you know, if you let the players dictate, man, you could lose it. It's a slippery slope there.
Yeah,
so
like
you got to give Coach Gottlieb credit.
Right. Like anything. However, I don't know anything about coaching, but it's different than the old days. I mean, they really talk. Even when we had Sundance on here, even that kid, that coach yesterday, it's like, you know, it's more than the X's and O's, you know? And I think that's a tough job. And then you put in this whole portal stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't want that job either.
I mean, you don't know literally from week to week almost, you know, if somebody's recruiting your kid, because you know that's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, can you imagine the tables.
Come February.
Because you know what? Every player that's good has a guy in
telling
the background.
Him, whispering in his
has
ear.
Has a guy
totally.
In the background.
I can make you
the bag man. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back in more right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 38 days until Donald Trump is sworn in for a second term in the White House, he invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration, but sources tell ABC Xi will not accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for him?
You know, so it's just like it's a conversation.
Are you open to supporting him, Senator?
Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your